Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Normally we have Jim Valley in the studio on Fridays, but he's not here today. He is in California. And that also means he won't be available for tomorrow's live edition of Wrestling Observer Live. But we'll have a fun replay tomorrow, and he is going to join us in the second segment of the show today via phone. We're going to find out his thoughts on the whole week. It's been a crazy week. Obviously, we had the Raw season premiere. We got SmackDown debuting on Fox tonight. We've got the NXT AEW War on Wednesday. We do have the ratings, largely pretty much what we talked about yesterday before we had the numbers, but we can give you the breakdown here today. Biggest story of the numbers was the demos. 18 to 34 doubled that of NXT, and the male 12 to 34 number tripled the NXT number. What we basically have right now is a war where the old people are watching WWE and the young people are watching AEW. And obviously that's kind of it's not exactly what's going on, but that's a gist of what's going on here. So we'll give you the breakdown of that and preview the SmackDown show here tonight and talk about all of the news. If you want to join the show here today, you can send us a text message. 425-780-7566 is the number. That is 425-780-7566. No phone calls, although we're going to talk about phone calls a little bit later on here today. That's all I'll say about that. And then all of the news. So Mike Sempervivi is going to join us, and we'll talk about everything that is going on. And I did not mention, but I should, that we'll talk a little bit about Conor McGregor as well. Charged with assault for his apparent sucker punch of an older man. I don't know why it's listed here on MMA Fighting as an apparent sucker punch, because there's video, and it flat out is a sucker punch. So we can talk about that after the break as well. Much, much more to come. Stick around. Wrestling Observer Live.
Sky cracks open. The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. I get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
You've heard me talking about 4HIMS and how they are helping guys look their best. If you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. HIMS is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4HIMS.com/wrestling.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, top off with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for just $10.99 per gallon. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to get into here today. It's the big debut of SmackDown on Fox Friday night. And before we get into that, obviously the ratings for Wednesday night. No surprise, as noted yesterday, WWE pretty much knew prior to the official release of the numbers that they were losing. And did they ever? Dynamite premiere, 1.409 million viewers on TNT last night, finished second for the night on cable in the all-important 18-49 demo, 0.68 rating. The latter was more than double the 0.32 that NXT on USA Network pulled in the same demo. NXT, despite limited commercial interruptions and a loaded lineup featuring three title matches, averaged 891,000 viewers, down 11% from last week. So, week one of NXT, 1.179 million. Week two, pretty much right around 1 million. Week three, head-to-head, 891,000. AEW did 1.409 million viewers. The replay did about 600,000. Try not to sneeze right here. Perfect timing, as always. So, as noted, the 18-49 demo, AEW doubled them. But the male 12 to 32, or I forget the exact demo, but the point of this is, like, young males, AEW tripled the NXT demo. So these are very interesting numbers, and it is obviously only week one, and we will see what happens in week two. Does NXT go up? Does NXT go down? Does AEW go up? Does AEW go down? Obviously, one of the questions is, with AEW beating them so handily head-to-head, what changes is NXT going to make? And I don't think there's going to be drastic changes, but I did hear that there's a decent chance that the immediate NXT replay on the WWE Network is no longer going to be a thing. It wasn't up until Friday, so they didn't put it up on Thursday. They did do a live stream replay on Thursday night, but I don't think the actual NXT show appeared on the WWE Network until Friday. I would not be in the least bit surprised if they don't start putting that thing up until Tuesday. Nothing is official right now. but they do need some sort of scapegoat. That's just what they do. So it'll be interesting to see what that is.
I understand what you mean as far as a scapegoat, as far as a talking point goes, but as far as a strategic TV move, I think it's a smart move. I do. I would try to broker a deal or at least look into whatever it is or however it works with Hulu, since you're already doing that with Raw and SmackDown anyway. You're getting those abbreviated versions on there. Maybe that can be available within 24 hours. Have a version, a 90-minute or however it works version of NXT available on Hulu. And then, yeah, wait on the network. Don't give people a reason to go, okay, well, I can skip it because no problem, I can immediately check out the network or whatever it is. You try to turn the tables on them. I think strategically that is a smart thing to do. I don't think that's – I can see how it's a little annoying if you're a wrestling fan, obviously, because it made your life a little bit more difficult, or if you're out of the country and you may suffer from this somehow, some way. But as far as that being a move, I think it's an intelligent one for them to make. In fact,
well, hold on.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, here's something about this strategic move. So I don't think that – I mean, here's the deal. AEW aired from whatever the time was in real life. Over here, it was 8 to 10. I guess 8 to 10 everywhere. They aired from 8 to 10, and they aired from 10 to midnight. They did an immediate replay. So I'm not sure that there was honestly anybody that decided that, well, I'm going to watch AEW first because I can watch NXT tomorrow. It sounds good in theory, but I don't think that anybody actually did that.
Oh, no, and I think the numbers kind of in a way bear that out, because there are so many people that obviously watch NXT or watch AEW that don't watch NXT, and you look at the over 50s of NXT and you see that there's probably a direct line coming over from the over 50s of what WWE has. So yeah, I think you're right, but I think in some ways I understand what you're saying, but I think strategically from a TV point of view, it's a separate issue where I personally want to take that away. I want to take away the ability to always go to YouTube or even my own in-house highlight system, and I want to make sure that I'm trying to drive you to the product. Now, if the product was hot, it wouldn't matter anyway, but I think especially in these times, I think you need to do something to try to take some of that away and force people onto that live version, since that's what you're getting paid for.
AW demos 12-17.36, 18-34.56, 35-49.80, and 50+.34. The only demo where NXT beat AW was 50+. Yeah. Old people. And old people are the strongest demo for Raw. Old people are the strongest demo for SmackDown. And what is very important about this number that I'm sure none of the WWE hardcore crazies are going to talk about is the reality that as WWE numbers have dropped, one of the main things that people have used as an excuse to justify this is that, well, young people don't watch TV anymore. Young people, they're just going to stream it. They're just going to watch the clips on YouTube. That's why there's so many old viewers. Young people just aren't watching TV, blah, blah, blah. The AEW numbers totally destroyed that. Young people are watching TV. Young people do want to watch pro wrestling. Young people just don't want to watch WWE. That's what we saw on Wednesday night. And interestingly enough, it wasn't even AEW against the main roster. It was AEW versus NXT, which in theory, the way that NXT is put together, the people that they have on NXT, that should skew younger than Raw. But just like the main roster, they were strongest in old people. So we'll see what the demos look like down the road. But these demos were fascinating. The AEW 18 to 34 demo almost beat Raw's 18 to 34 demo, a show that draws so many more viewers. That's a shocking stat.
It is. It really, really is. And you know what's interesting, too, is there is no, I don't know exactly what the plan is for VR Live. And I know right now it's just a portal for AEW's, you know, iPay-per-views. But VR Live, comparatively speaking, with all these other streaming services that have been so aggressive for different reasons over the past, you know, year, whether it be DAZN or ESPN Plus or no matter what it is, VR Live seems to be taking a far more measured approach to how they go ahead and build things. They're not going out and spending a lot of money on franchises right now, things like that. They have the UEFA Cup on there, and they have a couple of talk shows, including the Dan Patrick Show, you know, which we're a part of on the radio side of things on the weekends. You know, but they're not, they don't seem to have a whole lot there. And over time, they're going to continue to build that. And you have to figure AEW is going to be a cornerstone part of that as they decide to move things forward. So there still seems to be a lot of opportunity on the streaming side of things. And as some sort of revenue stream possibly down the line for AEW that way through that service, because it's not going away and they haven't even really kicked it off yet.
As noted, we're going to be joined by Jim Valley on the phone in the next segment, get his thoughts on the week. He is out of town, unavailable for tomorrow as well, so I want to get his thoughts. But I want to mention here that if you would like to give us your thoughts today, we are going to take text messages. And a couple of days ago, I removed the phones from here, and the initial response was overwhelmingly positive. But after a few days, now we're getting people saying, you know what, I kind of miss those phone calls.
Oh,
so listen. I'm not bringing this phone back. There are no phones this week. But I will consider having Friday, open line Friday phone day again.
Like Larry King.
Listen, they're not coming back every day. This is the problem. There's too much stuff going on to waste time with jibber jabber and small talk. But if there's a slow day where there's not a lot going on, then I'll consider taking calls again. So
good luck.
They're not gone forever. But they're gone for now. So send me a text. 425-780-7568. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Jim Valley is joining us live from the great state of California. What's going on, Jim?
I'm here riding roller coasters at Magic Mountain, as a matter of fact, Six Flags.
Man, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing shorts because it's warm. It's been raining there, hasn't it?
Well, I'm just asking because you always have some sort of wacky shirt on when you do this program. So I thought
I do. I don't just have wacky wacky wrestling shirts. I also have wacky roller coaster and Disney shirts. This one says roller coaster mode, and then it's got like the slide button like you have on your phone turned on. So it'd be like, looks like a feature on your phone. And every time I wear this to a Six Flags, all the ride operators always love it.
What a life this guy's living. Listen, Jim, we've switched things around at WrestlingObserver.com. Thursdays, Vinny and I now review AEW and NXT. And Vinny opened up a new document last night where he is going to track which show we each liked better. So last night, I believe he chose NXT, and I chose a tie. That's the kind of guy I am. So we'll see what happens next week. But I felt they deserved a tie last night. I honestly thought they deserved a tie. So, Jim, in your opinion, Wednesday Night Wars Week 1, who won, AEW, NXT, or yes, you can also vote for a tie?
It depends what your metrics are. They were both very good shows. If you're talking about which one was the slicker production, which one had better matches, then you're talking about NXT. But you know something, Brian? You don't sell commercials. You don't make money by having a slicker production necessarily and better matches. The people at Wendy's, or maybe even the people at Cracker Barrel, for crying out loud, they're not going to sit there and go, oh, that's a five-star match. We need to put our money down and pay to advertise on that. No, they're going to advertise on the place that targets their audience the best, and the place that targeted the most valuable audience to advertisers was NXT. So if you're judging by that, how to make money, well, then you've got to say that AEW was the better show.
Now, you feel that NXT had slicker production than AEW?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. I don't know if I would say that, but
absolutely. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, no, they had some longer shots, some sloppier framing. Yeah, I mean, but you know something? It's refreshing. I don't know if they meant to do that or it's just a lack of experience and things will tighten up as we go along. I don't know. That's yet to be seen. But you know, if you go to see a WWE live event, it's so much different than watching it on television. Like, I've watched Charlotte Flair for years on TV, but the cuts are so fast and everything's so tight, and it's such a different look that I had to see her in person before I fully even realized that when she gets into a chop in the corner, she does it exactly like her dad does. I always thought it was just kind of like her dad. No, it's exactly, and it took me to see that without all of the Kevin Dunn processing before I finally got the real interpretation. So, no, I like AEW's presentation, but I thought that WWE, just by virtue of their experience, much slicker, much more packaged. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's better, but I think it was better packaged for sure.
Now, what did you make of the ratings for both shows? Obviously, it's not the most important week. The most important week is weeks down the road, quite frankly. What did you make of week one, and what are your predictions for week two?
No one had a prediction. You and I talked about this. Neither of us really had a prediction for AEW, but I did predict that NXT would be down in the, 900,000 people, and that's about where it was. I think maybe NXT will siphon off a little bit more, maybe from people who see the buzz now and they want to jump on the hot thing. So I expect NXT is going to be about maybe 850 and probably be 850 for a while. And I think there'll be people who sampled AEW and will disappear because so much was put on this show. I expect both shows maybe to be down slightly and then probably remain in that level. You know, I want to remind everybody, the name of Eric Bischoff's podcast is 83 Weeks. And they were on top for 83 glorious weeks, to quote Larry Zbyszko.
Well, they weren't all glorious.
This definitely is a marathon, is my point. And, you know, AEW is off to a great start, and I love the fact that everybody on that show looked young. You know, Sammy Guevara looks like he would still be carded today, and that's a compliment. You know, the kids don't want to see someone who looks like their dad or talks like their dad or acts like their dad. And I hope that AEW continues to deliver that younger audience because we've seen attrition in baseball and other sports, and it's important for anything in life to recycle new fans and recycle new blood. And whether you like AEW or you don't like AEW, that's the best thing that they're doing right now, and I hope that they're able to maintain what, you know, just by youth culture traditionally is a very fickle audience. And hopefully they're able to maintain and grow that young audience.
Are you on the roller coaster right now, by the way, as you do this show?
I've got two choices. You can hear roller coasters or you can hear the country music blaring through the speakers.
Oh, man, that's
a tough
call.
I figured you'd rather have LeBron. I am around, let's see here. Let me count the tracks. One, two, three. I'm at the intersection of like four different roller coasters.
God, this sounds like the wrestling war right now. Okay, so we got...
I'm Lee Marshall at 1-900. Oh, never mind.
Yes, yes. So I did not think that NXT was going to drop that low because they built this show up for a long time. And I guess the question to both of you is, and I've given my opinion, and if you don't know it, I'll tell you again. I think that NXT starting 2 weeks early, I think that was a mistake. I figured it was a mistake. I asked people if they thought it was a mistake going in. I think it's abundantly clear now that it was a mistake. They told people about Wednesdays. They got people in the habit of Wednesdays. They showed their hand. This past Wednesday, everybody already knew what NXT was. Even though they built it up as a big show, there are other ways to watch it. I think people chose to watch AEW because it was new. We'll start with Mike. Do you believe it was a mistake to start on Wednesdays? 2 weeks early.
I don't, because you're going to run into this anyway, and I think the first week was going to go how it was going to go. As soon as NXT said, we are not moving out of Full Sail, we are doing it the way we've been doing it, we knew it was going to be essentially a takeover show, kind of back at Full Sail again. They were going to send all their big guns out there, they were going to throw everything against the wall, and they were going to try to make it pop, and they damn sure did that. But we also knew what AEW was going into the thing, and how they were going to shoot things, and how they were going to make a lot of things look, because we had a little bit of you know, blueprint for that already. So I think, you know, starting 2 weeks ahead, you know, they were going to have this battle at some point anyway, and I think it really kind of went exactly how it would have went, whether they had the two-week jump or not.
What about you, Jim?
Timing is everything in life. And this was the time for AEW. People were excited. People are frustrated with WWE. I don't think it would have mattered if they would have gone in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month out. People have seen that product. People wanted to see something new. And judging by the response, I think that a lot of their audience, if not all of their audience, overlooked like probably things that you and I might see as mistakes or flaws in the product, because they want this to succeed. And honestly, that's probably more important right now than having a perfect product. You and Meltzer have said it many times. When you're over, you could make mistakes. And I'm not saying that they're making mistakes, but they are over. And this, you know, the fan base is pushing for this product. And, you know, they have something that WWE fans really don't have, and that's much more passion by the truckload right now on the side of AEW, and that's just something that you can't deny.
Well, my argument is this. I don't think that if NXT waited until this past Wednesday to debut that they would have won, but they have now been on for three straight Wednesdays. This week they did 891,000. The first week they did 1.2 million. It's very clear that there was a lot of curiosity going into that first week. And I believe that if they would have waited until this past Wednesday, I think there would have been enough curiosity about what they would do, how different it would be, that this would have been a closer. This would have been a closer battle. I don't think that I mean, it's clear. I mean, AEW did 300,000 more viewers on their debut than NXT did on their debut. NXT only did 1.409 for the debut of AEW. AEW was going to win this coming Wednesday, one way or the other. But I do think that without that first two-week jump, I think that maybe you would have had maybe 1.2 to 1.1 AEW NXT. But we will never know. I guess we'll just find out.
Brian, you know, I'm not sure if I agree with that point or not, but I do agree with the point that you made earlier a few weeks ago when I was sitting in the Vinny chair. You and I talked about how long is it going to be before Vince pulls NXT out of Full Sail with the 400 fans. Oh, it's going to look too small. It's going to look too minor league. Both you and I said that. And I saw so many people on social media criticizing you. Oh, that Brian. What does he know? Brian, geez, Brian, what are you thinking? They just signed a contract. They're going to stay there. Vince isn't going to interfere. Even Triple H said so. All that, dude, did you hear all that criticism? Because I did.
I sure did.
And you know what I saw yesterday on social media? How long is it going to be before Vince pulls them out of Full Sail?
Yeah.
Everybody was asking that question.
Well, I think...
I didn't see any apologies to you or me.
Of course not. I never get
them. I didn't see everybody asking those questions.
I never get them. Well, listen, Jim, have fun at the amusement park today. I want to thank you so much for doing the show. He'll be back in the...
It's a window into your future.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. He'll be in the Vinny chair again next week, everybody. And then next Saturday, back for Observer Live. Saturday's live, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Back in a moment with more, everyone. Wrestling Observer Live.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So a couple of things. So I'm sure Jim was joking when he said that I hadn't gotten my apology yet, and of course I won't. But I think when I look at the whole full sale and whether or not they need to get a full sale, when I look at that whole deal, I think that one of the reasons people were critical of that idea before AEW debuted is the same reason that the afternoon that AEW debuted, there were like crazy people everywhere trying to work their way around the idea that so many tickets were sold. And there were threads on our board, there were threads on Reddit, there were threads on social media. Oh, there's all these tickets available here, you can get in for $5, blah, 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 blah. I mean, is it really going to be... They were tying themselves in knots to convince themselves that there weren't going to be a lot of people in that building. And, of course, as turned out, there were 14,000 people in the building. I think that part of this was people watch NXT and they like it. Sometimes the crowd's good, sometimes the crowd's bad. But they didn't... They were unable in their brains to conceive of what it was actually going to look like when AEW was running in, four, in you know, 14,000-seat buildings. I just want to go back a couple of weeks. When WWE ran in San Francisco for Raw, they drew 6,500 fans for a Raw, a live Raw on Monday night, the A show. SmackDown that week, they drew 3,500 fans for television, 3,500 fans. The week prior, they were in Knoxville. Raw on Monday did 4,800 fans. The SmackDown show a couple of days later actually did better because they were in Atlanta. They did 6,000 fans. But the point of all of this is, like, I just don't think people could conceive in their minds of what this contrast was going to be between Full Sail and an AEW show that had double what most Raws of late have been doing in the building. And what, almost quadruple what a lot of these SmackDown tapings have been doing. That's a lot of people. And it was a profound contrast. And it's not going to be like that every week. I mean, most weeks, you know, AEW television is probably going to do what a SmackDown or a Raw does. That's probably going to be what they can put into the building. But that's still a big contrast between that and 400 people in a small, dark building. That's it.
Don't know what we can really add to that when it comes to the aesthetics of it, because we know that they're going to be in Full Sail until the end of the month or until the end of the year. So that's pretty much it. You know how the thing is going to look. They could try to brighten it up. They can try to do a lot of little different gimmicks with it, like having Street Profits entrances where they, you know, throw up the lights so you can see everybody with the cups. And there's little things here and there that you can do. But the bottom line is, you don't have the dexterity or the challenges, frankly, that AEW has going from city to city. Now, one thing AEW has going for it is the fact that they actually have a veteran crew. And that's one of the things that, you know, talked about in the last segment. We actually do know what AEW is, and we've seen them make some mistakes that you could say you saw on Impact and you saw on WCW, because they were the kings of these little mistakes. And they're using the same people that they used for Impact and WCW. So they do have experience with this stuff. The on-screen talent doesn't. Not everybody, you know, has got the knowledge to do it at this level, but there are the Dean Malenkos as well as the production people that are around, you know, kind of steering that ship forward. So we may know what we actually are seeing out of AEW. We're obviously going to see it grow because it's a new presentation, but a lot of the bodies that are there doing the directing and making things work and making the machine work, we actually know exactly what those guys are.
So this guy here, I mean, I'm going to read this. I'm pretty sure it's your usual Vince Russo fan, Vince Russo listener. So somebody tweeted out that on Russo's podcast, Disco said that if AEW is being sports-oriented, what he sees is a cast that resembles a Friends picture, but said if you're doing sports, the wrestlers need to look like athletes. And then Cody Rhodes responded and said, no disrespect, please stop tagging me. We are excited to bring this product to you, and we want to usher in this crazy moment in time with the sport. We want to execute for success, meaning nothing Disco Inferno suggests will ever be a path that we take. Now, to be fair, a couple of things here. Number one, Disco Inferno, my opinion on Disco is that he is a really smart guy. He does, I believe, try to push a lot of buttons, especially if he's doing Russo's show. But, like, I don't think that he has nothing to add to the wrestling business. I don't think that Disco, some people think that Disco Inferno is a total idiot. I don't think that he's a total idiot. I think that if you sat down with Disco Inferno one-on-one and talked to him about professional wrestling, I think that you would find him to be a pretty smart guy. Now, what he does on Russo's show, what he says on social media, that's whatever, okay? Now, here's the thing about wrestlers needing to look like athletes if this is going to be a sport. The reality is that it's not 1999 anymore. And if you look at the demos for AEW, particularly the males 12 to 34, where they quadrupled NXT, the fact of the matter is, I personally believe, okay, but I'm a 44-year-old man, I personally would prefer if the wrestlers that I watched on television looked like athletes, okay? As a wrestler, as a worker, I think that Zack Sabre Jr. is great. But I have the hardest time getting past his look. That's me, okay? But if you look at these demos, these kids today don't care, okay? Now, I should also say that this idea that nobody on AEW looks like an athlete, that's ridiculous, okay? That's ridiculous. Yes, they don't look like they're going to step onto the stage at the Mr. Olympia, but guess what? The guys in NXT don't either, and the guys, for the most part, on the WWE main roster, with a few exceptions like Bobby Lashley and some others, they don't either. It's a different business nowadays. Fans, they don't need to see a huge, jacked-up guy to believe that these guys are pro wrestlers. End of the story. Like, some people can't get past Marco's stunt. Oh my God, he's so small, blah, blah, blah. Dude, Rey Mysterio in 1995 was smaller than Marco Stunt is today. That is a fact, okay? And that guy got over huge because people are willing to believe, if you do this right, that this is an athletic endeavor. So, no, the AEW crew does not need to look like bodybuilders in order for this to be a success. We saw that on Wednesday, and we're going to see it going forward. It's a different audience. It's not 1999. And if you have people that people get into, if you have rivalries that people are into, they'll watch the show, period. End of story.
Yeah, you got to make sure that they're unique. You can't have too many of one thing. You can't have a bunch of Marco stunts running around. You can only have one, the same way you only had one Rey Mysterio. And that one person's got to transcend. And, you know, it works the other way, too. You know, no matter how bad Sid Vicious would always be in the ring, Sid Vicious had the type of charisma. He could just walk out there looking the way he looked. And people wanted to see him do something, throw somebody, do something, even though realistically you know what the dude is. I mean, and he's the extreme other version of that going to the other side. But, you know, there's a place for everybody, and AEW's got to figure its place out. Same thing with WWE. I mean, look at all of the gimmicks and all of the things that they've had for over the years. You know, obviously not everything has been successful. Not everything AEW is going to do is going to be successful, but they got to have a little bit of room to breathe. And again, we'll have to see what happens. There are things that they are doing and ways that they present themselves that I don't like. But if they give me enough of what I do like, then I can go ahead and tolerate that other stuff in that 2 hours.
This person here says, I'm 30 years old. I have a hard time getting past the look of certain wrestlers. Joey Janela comes to mind. When I saw him at StarCast, he looked like a regular guy just like me. Well, if you feel that way, that's you. This is a very important point. That's you. And there's nothing wrong with you not being able to get past a certain guy's look. That's your opinion. But if you build an entire narrative around your personal opinion, and then try to extrapolate that out and say, well, AEW is not going to work because I think Joey Janela and all the guys look just like me. I mean, you're behind the times. All that matters is what can get over. And AEW got over with 1.4 million people on Wednesday night. There were people going, oh, you know, they're going to do 400,000 viewers because that's how many people watch on YouTube. And when you talk about the YouTube viewers, that's not even like the full YouTube show. It's like, you know, some people watching and all of this stuff that I had to hear. None of that mattered. 1.4 million people watched that show, and it was a success. Now, who knows what's going to happen down the road? I don't know. All I know is that if it works, it works, and right now it's working. It's the end of the day. It's a story.
I've seen some crazy, crazy stuff this year. I saw an MMA fighter. He teamed up with this goofball. I can't remember what he does. I think he may do radio or something like that. But these two guys teamed up, and people actually paid to see them lose. Now, it was all the little guy's fault. I can't remember exactly what happened, but I tell you, it was really something else. I wish I could remember what the match was. I'll try to remember it and come up with it for later on in the show.
This person here says, MMA has proven that looks have nothing to do with the ability to beat somebody up. Yes, to a degree, you're correct. But every time somebody brings up Zack Sabre
there
and MMA, listen to me, everyone. Pick your favorite 155-pound fighter. Throw a name out there. Khabib?
Khabib, sure.
Okay.
I was like Frankie Edgar. Let's go even smaller. Let's go
Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar, yeah. Okay? No matter how much you love Frankie Edgar, no matter how talented Frankie Edgar is, no matter how many times Frankie Edgar has won this title or that title, you have Frankie Edgar fight at 205, and John Jones is going to ruin him. Daniel Cormier would ruin him. Stipe Miocic would ruin him. Everybody would ruin him.
But Brian,
because size matters. And when you look like Zack Sabre Jr., and you're going in there and you're destroying a guy who outweighs you by 60 pounds. Yeah, I have a hard time with that.
But let's be fair. On first visual, yes, but you can't always take the first visual thing in wrestling and then go with it because there's a backstory to people. And at least when it comes to Zack Sabre Jr., they use that. They use his veganism. They use the fact that he's small and the fact that he can get overpowered against him. It is part of his deal where that's his Achilles heel, is the fact that, yeah, he can be overpowered. He can be lifted up and thrown or whatever it is. So they do include that as part of his character.
Yeah. I already said, I love Zack Sabre Jr. matches. I think he's an excellent worker. But
Marco Stunt doesn't invoke that.
He looks like a twig.
Ugh.
Dude, we haven't seen Marco Stunt beat up any giants. Marco Stunt's big feud of the year, not to put myself over, was with me, okay? I weigh 142 pounds, all right? 142 pounds.
So
I outweigh him by maybe 15 pounds, maybe.
Rocks in your pocket.
Get out of here. Person says, I'm really excited for SmackDown tonight. Oh, actually, he says, I'm really excited for tonight. Impact is going to be great. Well, Impact probably will be great,
it.
But SmackDown is the big show tonight. Kofi Kingston, Brock Lesnar for the title. Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon in a ladder match. Loser is fired from SmackDown. Becky Lynch and Charlotte versus Sasha and Bayley. Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. And an appearance by 45 guys. There is no overrun. They got to get all of this done in 2 hours. Don't be surprised if one of these matches is over in 15 seconds. Whether it makes sense for the pay-per-view or not is irrelevant. It's all about tonight. But there's a lot of stuff coming up. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also at WrestlingObserver.com. I didn't laugh at this one right here. I would rather watch Marco Stunt do flips and things I can't do than watch Triple H versus Batista, who are two huge guys, but a match that myself and my fat friends can reenact move for move. Wow. Wow. Person wants to know if they're going to announce more Hell in a Cell matches on SmackDown tonight. Are we having the shortest WWE pay-per-view of all time on Sunday with three matches? Trust me, you will have more than three matches on Sunday. I would be flabbergasted if we didn't know the entire card for Hell in a Cell when SmackDown ends tonight. But dude, they got a lot to do. So they're just going to have to start throwing matches out there. This does remind me of December to Dismember, but it is different. That was a disaster. This is just, they're all about promoting SmackDown, and it happens to be debuting on a pay-per-view weekend.
A comment and a question for you as we go off there. The comment is, the Bray Wyatt out there doing local media as Funhouse Bray Wyatt has been a revelation. I love it. Number two, though, the question for you and for everybody out there, is there a chance, a snowball's chance in hell tonight, Brock Lesnar does not walk out with that title?
Absolutely. Okay. There absolutely is a chance of that. I don't know if it's going to happen, but do not rule out the fact that Kofi wins, because everybody's expecting Brock to win. And a lot of times when they do that, it doesn't happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I figure Brock's winning, but I would not be the least bit surprised if Brock didn't win tonight. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, Jim Valley from Six Flags, We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.